Now, this is what the Lord gave me after we had talked about Jaleel on her way, the baby. He said, I have a message for you to deliver Sunday. He said, tell them to get their house in order. I said, Lord, I will get my house in order. Well, he was talking to me. And there are still areas that I did get in order, and there are areas that are way out of order. Anybody can say amen?
Amen.
But are you willing to pray? Now we know how to find out how to get our house in order, don't we? We know how to pray in the Holy Ghost, who will teach us all things and show us things to come. Talk to us about the Lord. We know how to pray in tongues. Listen, when y'all do another new song, put it on the screen. They were singing that song in tongues to me, that last song. I picked up two words the whole time. I see why he said, don't do a message in tongues. They won't be edified. Amen. Amen. I remember we went to Pastor Samuel and Carolyn's church the last time. I think we went to a service there, and I mean that choir were singing. I mean they were singing. I know a word to say. I finally thought I knew what they said, and finally I asked the lady near me, I said, what are they saying? That wasn't what I thought they were saying. Amen. Amen. He said, now this I wondered about, but this is what he said. He said, tell the fat to get slim. And he's not talking about our physical condition, which we need to do. The slim to get fat. He means that those that are so hooked on the world, you fat on the world, slim down and get fat on the word. And on faith and on God. Amen. Tell somebody, say, take a hold of God. Tell the unlovely to get lovely. Oh, I'm not telling you to say that. That's what he said. Brother George hit it. I mean, he hit it on the nail. Showing forth love. Say love.
Love.
If God is in you, if Jesus is your Savior, God is in you, love is in you. Say love is in there.
Love.
Say it's in there.
It's in there.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Because what? God is in there. Christ is my Savior. He's in there. So you have to express your love. Amen. Let me see. And like I said, if I have to stop and figure out where it applies today. He said, tell the poor to get rich and the rich to get poor. And that, again, is not money wise, which he did make you wealthy, gave you the ability to get wealth. The Lord said to me, he said, I brought the people here to teach them how to get wealthy because I have a job for this church to do in this world. And so if you're seeking God's face and seeking his face and seeking his face and letting him show you what to do, maybe you're in a business or whatever, expect it to explode. Expect it to explode. Expect it to explode. And bring in the income. And you won't have to try to believe God for your next payment, whatever that payment is. Because you have put the word of God to work, and that word is working mightily in you. He said, tell the rich to get poor, and he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Those who don't know enough about God, he said, you don't know enough, but there's all the wealth and riches of the world, of the word, out there waiting on you. Say, it's in the word. Say, it's in the word. It's in the word. Just like it is in Belk on sale days, right, Toya? Just like it is in whatever your favorite restaurant is or whatever your favorite thing on social media is. It's in the word. Say, it's in the word. He said that they might be one, even as my son and I are one. Even as my spirit and I are one. Even as my word and I are one. Everybody stick up one finger. Say one. Say one with the Father, one with the Son, one with the Holy Spirit. One, and then we got what? Four in what? One. Long time ago, I preached that sermon. Four in one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and me makes four. And that's why Pastor Tracy always says, it's more than you see to me. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell them to become one as married couples. One in their marriages to get rid of the Lucifer spirit. You know what? Lucifer didn't want to listen to God. He didn't want to obey God. He wanted to be his own independent self. He said, we did a marriage conference and on our bags, I was looking at one yesterday, one plus one equals one. That's what the scripture says. Tell the families to become one on one accord. Tell the children to become singular in their obedience to their parents and teachers. Tell those working on the job to become one, singular in obedience to their job description. Know what you're supposed to do and do the best job you can. Don't try to get out of and do as little as possible. Do a little bit more. That's where the promotions come. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now don't get to the extent that you go too much overboard that it messes up what's going. I had a student once, and I mean she's super smart. But I asked for one page, she'd give me 10. I didn't have time to grade 10. That's why I asked for one. Amen. Glory to God. Tell the pastor, bishop and us, to seek my face. In 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, if my people, you know it saying, who are called by what? My name, will humble themselves at what? Pray and do what? Seek my face. Behold, I will what? Hear from heaven and will heal their land. And of course, that's been 17, 18 years and a lot has changed. And we have a pastor that seeks God's face. He seeks God's face. Amen. 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 You better be busy seeking God's face for your life, for this ministry, for your place in the ministry. And so you will know what you're going to do when the world's on fire.
Amen.
You'll know where you're going to go when the world's on fire. You'll know how to stand when the troubles and trials of life come your way and try to overtake you. You will still, having done all to stand, you will stand. There's a devil out there, and he sends out constantly harassing spirits to harass you. And so that's why you have to be full of the word of God. And when they come up against you, those fiery darts that he's seeing, they bounce off because they hit the word, and they cannot penetrate the blood of Jesus and the word of God. Hallelujah. Just do this. Say, I'm covered. In the blood, I'm covered by the word. I'm covered. I'm full of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are seeking his face, and he said, tell the choir and the choir directors to become one in prayer and in meditation. Tell the musicians to become singular in purpose, praise, and pursuit. And I will give them anointed music to play. Take time to pray together, play together, fellowship together, and making music for God's kingdom. Hallelujah. He said, if you will seek my face, according to 2 Chronicles 16:9, he said, I will give you a word, a music, or sound that will bring souls into the kingdom. He said, I haven't forgotten. And he's giving that to me now. I have not forgotten. Psalm 2:8. And I tell thee, Christian Fellowship, say that's me. Tell your neighbor, say that's you. I give you the heathen, the sinners, for my inheritance, for his inheritance. He says, go get them.